Time has rolled around here for another check-in with Ekalaka Public Schools. We've got the superintendent of schools on the line, Mr. James Capte, coming to us from Helena today. I think this is probably the farthest we've ever held our conversation recordings, my friend.
Oh, yeah. It's the beauty of technology. We can connect anywhere. Yeah, up here at the MCEL conference, getting to talk about all the good things going on in education and how we can continue to get better.
Right on. Sweet. Some like-minded individuals all meeting in one place. Always a good time, I think. And I just had a board meeting down there in Ekalaka before you made your big road trip. So how'd that go? You were saying it was a long time, but what sorts of stuff did you cover at the most recent meeting you had?
Well, you know, the biggest thing on our agenda, the most time-consuming thing, was we were going through our high school bond. We passed that bond, and now we're to the point that our project manager, McKinstry, has gotten bids and gotten timelines from all the different contractors. And so did we want to approve that? And it looks like, I'll summarize, you know, a couple hours of that conversation into about 30 seconds right now. It's going to be a busy, busy summer in Ekalaka. We're going to get a roof. We're going to get some flooring. We're going to get some asbestos. We're going to take out the old floor. So that's a side note. People are going to have a chance to maybe a bid on some of that old gym floor, that classic feel, and some of those logos and different things. So we'll be talking about that as we get a little bit closer. But, yeah, we kind of went through all the details and what that's going to look like. And they believe they can knock it all out in the summer without impacting school. And so that was a big concern for everybody. And yeah, we're really excited for those upgrades to the building and putting it in, you know, locking it down for another 50 years.
Nice. Right on. And then did you, I know that it was covered a couple of school board meetings ago where the FFA kids were looking for a little bit of approval and help and getting to national convention. That's coming up this next week for those kids, right?
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's another one of those great things. They're headed out, but they're partnered with, oh man, I think they've got Plevna kids on the bus with them. They've got Broadus kids on the bus with them. They make some stops along the way at some different feedlots, some different manufacturing places. Mr. Whitney does a really nice job of kind of trying to plan that trip so it's not just, you know, 27,000 hours sitting in a bus. It's educational along the way. And so that's one of those big things we look at. We get our kids out of the building quite a bit, trying to make sure that those bus rides and that time, and there's a purpose to it. It's not just a bus ride.
Nice. That's awesome to hear. A lot of neat stuff. I'm sure those kids are really looking forward to it and getting to combine with other chapters from other schools. That's also a really neat deal, too. I'm sure the kids really appreciate that. So neat stuff happening down for Ekalaka Public Schools. Anything else big on your agenda coming up here this week? You've got a couple of days off here with the teachers just at work, I think, today and tomorrow. But so the kids getting a little bit of vacation here. But when they come back, what's the next big item?
You know, the next big item is our volleyball team, we have district tournament coming up, and we'll be headed into our last regular season game of the football season. You know, we're in a mode of win, and we went out the rest of the, we play tonight, but then we play Friday night. Then we turn around next week, we win those two games, we'll be in the playoffs. We've battled some injuries, those things, but we still got a chance. And so we feel pretty good about that. We're getting a lot of guys that were injured coming back healthy. Our volleyball team is looking to peak at the right time. They've had some great moments. We hosted, we brought back the Will and East tournament and a weekend ago. And so it was nice to have that back on our home court. Had eight teams playing and, you know, they're headed in the right direction. So we have all of that. But then probably the most exciting thing is we have a couple days of professional development where we're working, specifically with our junior high and high school staff, with a new program that's called BAR, and it's going to be super exciting about for our staff. I can't express how excited I am. Obviously, maybe you can hear that, but it is it's going to be a chance which really focused on how we interact with kids, how we get to know them, how we actually make connections, and not just about a math book or an English text or those things, but you know, they got to know how much you care before they can actually care about any content. And so it's a really exciting program. Teachers get super excited about it. So our teachers are diving in, and so it'll be a great follow-up conversation to see where they're at in a couple weeks. So
Nice. Speaking of your staff down there at Ekalaka Public Schools, how is staffing these days? Now we're getting kind of towards December, getting into the thick of things in the school year here, the beginning of it kind of behind us now. So how are the openings looking for you guys down there?
You know, we're actually in a really good spot, other than probably the one that every school can say they, I mean, we can always use a couple more bus drivers. We could always, I mean, as far as especially activities bus drivers, when we get teams going, you know, three different directions, it makes it kind of hard. And then you can always use, you can never have too many subs, but our staff in the building right now is rock solid, and they're doing some great things. But those subs and a couple bus drivers we'll never turn you. And Blake, you got some time on a weekend, you want to drive a bus, we'll get you through the program.
I don't know if I possess the patience. Those bus drivers are saints in my eyes, so I don't know if I possess that within me, but I think that's my list of things for you today. Floor's open for you to let the folks know what you have going on, things you think they should know that we haven't covered yet.
All right, Blake, there's a couple things that, you know, we've got to talk about. So our Chamber of Commerce, you know, bought a movie screen, bought a movie projector, and I've been working on creating like community events. And so one of our students, Ayla Yates, for her FCCLA project, also was like, I'm going to finish this. So she got in the shop, and with the shop class and Mr. Whitney, they built this frame, this mobile frame. And so they started having these community movie nights. Well, those community movie nights, you know, kind of sponsored and helped out by our Chamber of Commerce down here, those also led to this great conversation about what could the Halloween season look like. So the volunteer fire department and the EMTs got permission to use the old hospital in downtown Ekalaka that hasn't been torn down yet. And they're putting on a haunted hospital. I mean, this is straight out of a horror movie. This is, you want haunted stuff, this is the thing to come. Because you don't even have to put any decorations. It's just haunted. But with that, we're going to be doing the football team and the athletic department's going to have this hay bale maze downtown by the hospital as well. The student council and Miss Kendall Kittleman, she's their sponsor. She's got the student council doing some games for kids, and we're doing trunk or treat. We've got the streets blocked off. All these community groups, the Chamber of Commerce has jumped in there and said, well, maybe we should put some movies up, and we're going to sponsor, we're going to give a prize away for the best trunk in the trunk or treat, and the town blocked off Main Street. So it's really, you know, why Ekalaka? That's why Ekalaka. And all these pieces are coming together, and that's all going to take place on November 1st, though. So we moved it because we knew teams were going to be gone and all that. So everybody go do your stuff on Halloween, but you want to come to Ekalaka on November 1st because you do not want to miss out on true community collaboration with the school.
Yeah, and doesn't even conflict with old Baker's Trunk or Treat. That's a day or two after, I believe, if I'm reading my dates correctly here. So November 1st, Ekalaka, the place to be if you're looking for a good time. And maybe even if you're not into the spookiness, a spooky hospital might be a little spooky for me. But hay bale maze, I can probably do.
Oh, yeah, and it'll be a good time. They do, actually, they did tell me they're going to have one wing of the hospital is going to scare you, the one that's closer to the actual hospital in case they have to take you over there. And then the other wing of the hospital, they're going to have like a kind of a lighter for the little kids or the non-super scary people. They can kind of have some fun on that side.
Right on. Cool.
You know, that's another one of those great things is we started a parent group called the Kennel Club. And they are, their whole vision and mission is to be a conduit back into the public for me, but also a chance to come into the schools. We want parents in the schools, not athletics, not fundraising. We want them to come into the schools and help with teachers, come into schools, do activities. Whatever their strengths are, we want that extra support. And when we talk to our teachers and staff, you know, the beauty of never being able to have enough time, so this is a chance where we can kind of create more time during the day for teachers to do interventions or work together, all those. And so our Kennel Club has kind of kicked off. They have 15 members, and they're, you know, just trying to get the word out there for them to make sure parents know, yeah, this is not a fundraising group. This is I want to be involved in my kids' school, and I want to be involved in their education. I want to get in there on whatever day, time, hours work, make it happen. So that's a that's a pretty exciting thing. And we're, you know, they've been doing some good stuff. We're excited about that. We did have a group of teachers head over to Wyoming and visit another school, Matitsi. And that was all amazingly provided for us by the Allen Foundation out of Miles City. And so we have had almost, we've had two-thirds of our teachers go over there and visit with students and staff and kind of look at some things they're doing with competency-based learning and really working towards projects where kids can actually apply what they're doing versus just, I took a test and passed it. And one of the best ways for teachers to really understand those kind of things is to go see it and talk to teachers just like them, and teachers of a school that has one English teacher, has one math teacher. They have essentially the same student population as we do. And so we're taking our last group over there in December, and we're actually taking some students over with us. So we really are excited. We're not, we don't want to talk about being the best school, you know, in just saying that. We really want the best school for our kids. And we are, man, our staff is busting their tails, working hard to make that happen. I can't say enough about how hard they're working to get those things done. So yeah, it's all excited, but I do have one to throw at you that's kind of coming up here. And it's a long way out, and I know you'll remember and come back, and we'd love to see you on a donkey. Because we're going to have a little donkey basketball down here in January, which only took us a couple years to kind of get on their calendar and get planned. But we're going to have a little donkey basketball on January 20th. And, Blake on a donkey. Maybe live broadcasting right from the donkey. I see some, and I'm going to tell you right now, Blake, it's a Tuesday. There's a fair chance you're not going to have a game that you're going to have to be at. We've got to get you down there.
Yeah, I don't know. My bosses around here drive a hard bargain, so I'm going to have to run that up the old ladder, maybe.
All right. Well, I got some time. I'm going to have to work on that between then and January 20th.
So, yeah. Tell them to ease off the reins a little bit. You see what I did there?
Yeah, I like that.
All right. Well, I appreciate the update. I hope you're having a swell time there in Helena, meeting some like-minded folks and getting to bounce some ideas around up there, and hope you have a safe trip back. And when kids are back in school this next week, I hope they're full of eagerness to learn.
Oh, I meet you. Thanks, Blake. And I'm excited. I'm excited for the teachers just to get a little reprieve for a couple days, and then come back and get back after it.
Right on. Well, a joy to speak with you as always, and we'll catch you again in not too long with another update, I'm sure.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Blake.